今天咱们要去听一首跟家相关的歌曲。各位好，欢迎来到可可听歌学英语，我是 Linda。说这首歌跟家相关吧，其实更多的，它讲的是爱情。家就是有你在的地方，跟你在一起就有家的感觉。Home is wherever I'm with you。好，接下来咱们听歌。
God, I've never loved one like you.
Man, oh my best friend, I scream into the nothingness. There ain't nothing that I need.
Well, hot and heavy, pumpkin pie, chocolate candy, Jesus Christ. Ain't nothing pleased me more than you. Oh, home, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Oh, home.Let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you.
La 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 la, take me home, mother.
I follow you into the park, through the jungle, through the dark. God, I never loved one like you.
Boats and boats and waterfalls, alleyways and painful calls. I'll be here never with you.
We laugh until we think we'll die, barefoot on a summer night. Nothing new is sweeter than with you.
And in the street we run free, like it's only you and me.Jesus, got something to see. Oh, home, let me go home. Home is whenever I'm with you. Oh, home, let me go home. Home is whenever I'm with you.
Home is whenever I'm with you. Oh, home, let me come home. Home is whenever I'm with you.
如果大家喜欢这首《有你在的地方就是家》，可以到网盘下载，链接在文本的下方。好，接下来听完歌曲，咱们来聊一聊家对你来说到底意味着什么。咱们来看一些网上的欧美人士对家的一个定义呀。 What does home mean to you? 家对你来说意味着什么？咱们来看一下第一个比较诙谐的这种回答。他说家就是我可以脱掉文胸的地方。 Home is where I can take off my bra. Home is where I can take off my bra. 家就是我可以脱掉文胸的地方，其实这是说了什么？Freedom， 家是一个可以做自己的地方啊，没有了世人的眼睛，完全是属于自己的一个空间，想做什么就做什么。I don't have to wear my bras， 在家里面就不用穿文胸了。好，这第一种啊，家对我来说意味着自由，对吧？那还有一种就是 ，Home is the sound of my husband's key in the door。At the end of the day， 时间状语 at the end of the day， 一天结束的时候。 Home is the sound， 家就是一种声音，什么声音呢？ The sound of my husband's key in the door， 我的丈夫拿钥匙开门的声音啊。家就是一天结束之时，丈夫用钥匙开门的声音，那其实就是什么？爱人回来的时候，家就有了温暖的感觉，就是家了。好，下面的又有人说，家就是一个好男人，一把好椅子和一壶好酒。 Home is a good man, a good chair and a good wine， 这个比较抽象啊，家就是有好男人、好椅子和好酒。其实这个讲的也是一种陪伴，对吧？ Companionship。 好，接下来看一个比较温暖的回答，当然上面几句也是特别温暖的，下面这个稍微长一点。他说 Home isn't a place， 家不是一个地方， It's a feeling， 而是一种感觉。Whether I'm in my husband's warm arms or smelling the sweet smell of my newborn baby, home means always having someone to nuzzle with before drifting off to sleep. 家不是一个地方，家是一种感觉。什么感觉呀？就是无论是我躺在丈夫温暖的怀里，还是闻着嗅着我刚出生的宝宝那香甜的气味，家对我来说就是无论何时都有人可以依偎着入睡。 Home isn't a place, it's a feeling. Whether I'm in my husband's warm arms or smelling the sweet smell of my newborn baby, home means always having someone to nuzzle with beforedrifting off to sleep。 我们来看一下这段话里面它的一些表达，比如说那个固定短语 whether or， 固定搭配 whether 什么什么 or 什么什么，中文意思是是还是或者不论无论。比如说直到今天他是自杀还是被谋杀仍然不清楚，是还是。 To this day it's unclear whether he shot himself or wasmurdered。 还有一个单词 nuzzle， N-U-Z-Z-L-E nuzzle， 动词它是表示用鼻子去蹭一下，或者舒服的躺着或者紧贴着某人的。比如说这条狗狗跑过来，躺靠着我躺了下来，或者依偎在我的身边。 The dog came and nuzzled up against me nuzzle。那那段话当中还出现了一个短语 drift off， 我们说 drift 它是表示漂流，对不对？ drift off 它是表示慢慢的入睡，渐渐入睡啊，渐渐的进入某种状态。好，比如说我一定是睡着了，因为我醒来的时候，哎呀，我们都已经快到家了。 I must have drifted off because when I woke we were nearly home。一定是睡着了，因为当我醒来的时候我们几乎都已经快到家了。好，今天咱们就聊了一下 What does home mean to you， 对你来说家意味着什么。我觉得我对这个各种回答当中的有一个特别印象深刻，你猜是哪一句？就是家是我可以脱掉文胸的地方， Home is where I can take off my bra。 不知道大家对刚刚讲到的这几种，对我们那个问题的这几种答案，哪一个你的印象最为深刻啊？其实我觉得对我来说啊，有爱有陪伴的地方就是家。同意我这个总结吗？这种说法吗？那问题就来了，最后一个问题留给你啊，你现在有家吗？好了，今天就跟大家聊到这个地方，非常感谢您的收听和陪伴，我是 Linda， 如果喜欢我可以关注我， Love you guys， I'll see you next time。
Come home, home is whenever I'm with you.
love.